The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called the Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod Stewart, Chuza, Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, in today's Gospel, we hear it about people who provided out of their resources. But we're not just talking financial. Let's think about our time, our talents, and our treasures. Our time. Time is a thing. You know, we pay attention to it. We all have watches. What do we do with our time? How do we spend that? How do we share that in the church? Well, if you don't have any plans for, the 18th of October, you might want to go online. I think there's a Sign Up Genius. If it's not there yet, it will be. And put some of your time down to help with the parish fair. A good use of your time for others. Talents. People may not know, but you may have this great talent hidden that you're not really sharing with others. A lot of people have a wonderful voice. They could use their talent by maybe joining a choir here at the church. Or other things. Maybe becoming a lector. I know a lot of people don't want to be lectors because they're going, if I stand in front of people, it scares me to death. I want to let you know, the first time I proclaimed the gospel, up until today, it still kind of concerns me as I'm up before you. So let us take our time, our talents, our treasures, bring them before God and say, Lord, what can I use these for to benefit you and my community?